Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Of course, we all have one item or two that belong to our husband or wife that we would prefer that they get rid of for whatever reason. But Kara, you are facing an all-out attack on your personal property from your own husband?
I know. My husband, Ryan, is dead set on selling all of my stuff. Every time he opens the door to our closet, all he sees is a gold mine and little dollar signs start popping up. He is dead set on selling all of my clothes on Poshmark.
Now, you have an extensive wardrobe.
I do.
That you have curated. I know this because you are dressed. Even during these times where nobody sees you, you are still dressed to the nines. You've got the boots with the fur.
These are not cute clothes. These are work clothes. This is nothing compared to what I have glistening in my closet. Yes.
Kara, if your husband Ryan wants to sell all your stuff, well, he's going to come to work naked? I don't understand.
No, I mean, I don't know what his complete plan is, but he's already purchased the ring light and the mannequin to start selling off my things. He wants me to start with the clothes that I can't wear anymore, that I can't fit into, which is a lot more than I'm willing to get rid of right now because, you know, the last couple of months has put some weight on and there's some things that I just can't wear that I do not want to part with. But everything that is in my closet came from a specific time in my life. Like, either it was an award show that I wore that dress at, or it was a fashion show that I got to walk in and I got to keep that outfit. Like, they all have meaning, and he just wants to sell them off all willy-nilly.
They all have meaning, and the big important part of this is that they all belong to you.
To me. They're all little pieces of me that he just wants to, like, sell off one by one.
When that mannequin showed up.
Uh-huh. The mannequin hasn't showed up yet, but the ring light has.
So, but you know that he's ordered these things, and you find out about that, like...
No, he puts the full court press on every day. If I'm sitting down and I'm not doing anything, he's like, so, are we ready to get started on the Poshmark closet?
He's just trying to wear you out.
I wonder if he's trying to get rid of this stuff because it represents a time that he wasn't around?
I don't think that's it. I think he wants some closet space, to be totally honest with you.
Closet space and money.
Yeah.
Right.
I
mean, I appreciate him wanting to help me recoup some of the cash that I've spent over the years. Sure. But come on. Let me do it on my own time.
Do you notice, like you were mentioning, that like some of the items that you have, you can't fit in at the moment, which is totally understandable. Mm-hmm. But do you find him coming home with like sacks of McRibs and stuff to sort of keep you moving in the wrong
all
direction
the
so that the stuff never fits?
Trying to fit
so
all
dirty.
The time.
So dirty. I've seen it happen. It's ugly. Katie and Roswell, good morning.
So, Kara, I'm listening to you talk about your husband, and I'm telling you, he's selling your stuff. I'm absolutely seething like you would not even believe.
Hearing Kara's story is making you mad, and how does that work?
Well, because my husband sold about $10,000 worth of my stuff and didn't tell me about it.
Oh, see, that's a no-no.
All right, let's take a break here. Sit tight, because we want to hear how that went. And also about, like, funeral arrangements and things like that. We got an angry kind of call from Katie and Roswell. And Katie, you said that your husband sold $10,000 worth of your stuff behind your back.
I mean, jewelry, clothes, my grandmother's engagement ring, antique furniture. It was so awful.
How does your husband sell all of that and you have no idea about it?
When we split up, I moved back with my parents because obviously I didn't want to be in the house and that Mackie wouldn't leave. So I go back to get some of my stuff and I pull up in the driveway and there are two men carrying out like an antique hero that's been in my family for generations.
Oh my gosh.
It doesn't even begin to describe it.
Katie, you said that he sold all this other stuff, that he sold like jewelry, your grandmother's engagement ring. What ended up happening with all that? Like, did you get any of your stuff back? Were you checking pawn shops?
Mm-hmm. I was able, like, the bureau I was able to get because they were, like, in the middle of doing that. But, like, the ring is gone. I've been checking pawn shops. But the good news was when we went for our, like, to actually get our divorce, the judge was very sympathetic because basically he's a complete and total jackass. So I was actually awarded $30,000 for stuff that was only worth about $10,000. So in the long run, what? I win.
Not you bad. Not bad.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 727. Cold breeze this morning and not actually warming up by much today. Sunshine high 47. What's up, Kara?
You know, this year's been crazy for just about everything, and we've seen a lot of our traditions kind of have to fall to the wayside. Mm-hmm. And as we go full force into the holidays, if checking out the TSO is a family tradition for you, there's still a way to make it happen this year, virtually, of course. This Thursday at 8 p.m., TSO drummer Jeff Plate is going to be hosting a watch party of The Ghosts of Christmas Eve on the band's YouTube channel. This was like their 1999 performance. That's going to benefit Music Cares. But then on December 18th, they're going to do a huge live stream event. It's $30 a ticket. You can get all the information at tsolivestream.com.
It's kind of upsetting every year. We, the three of us, we get to go on stage during one of the performances and give them a check. Actually, TSO gives us a check to give to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. It's a really fun experience. And TSO, whenever they come into a town, they like to give back to a charity. And I'm kind of upset that we don't get to see all the hairbrushes this year. Because right off the side of the stage, there's probably conservatively 50 brushes for all the people's hair. Oh, it's unbelievable. Right.
The thing about TSO performers, and you know this because of the jumpsuits that they wear that are really dive very deep, is that all the hair is on their head. They have zero hair on their chest.
You ready for a good feeling? Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah. So if a stranger saved the life of one of your family members, would you want to meet them?
Of course.
Right? So more than 50 relatives of 21-year-old Tyrell Brady did. The night after Thanksgiving, Tyrell was in a terrible accident, and Red Tate happened to see it and stopped to help. Not only did he rescue Tyrell from a burning car, but he also detained the suspect that was a drunk driver who caused the accident. So Tyrell is currently at the Shepherd Center trying to recover, and his family wanted to say thank you and meet the man who saved his life. So Channel 2 Action News was on hand for the meeting, and his parents said they are just so thankful.
You didn't have to go in there, but you did.
I didn't even know what to say. I really didn't. I didn't know what to say. I just wanted to thank him. I didn't know what I could do for him. I just wanted to thank him.
So they showed up with cards and balloons and video calls from family members all over and have decided that Tate is now a part of their family and they're going to name their new pet after him. So the family, right?
Well,
the
his family name is plans, Red, right?
They're going to name him Tate. His first name is Red, but they're going to name the dog Tate.
Feels like they missed out on a golden opportunity there. I mean, the man's name is Red.
you like Red as an animal name over Tate? You haven't been in the South long enough.
How dare you?
I'm saying it's just true.
She's in the know about everything happening in pop culture. Can you beat her? It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
We are brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Megan and Noonan, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
We are well, thank you. Why don't you go ahead and kick Kara out of the studio for us?
Don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you.
Love
it. I'm out of here, Megan. Good luck.
So Kara's masking up, leaving the studio. We're going to ask you these five trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara back in, ask her the same questions. Answer more right than Kara, she has to pay you $100 cash. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, after getting backlash on social media, Cardi B took the 90 grand she was going to spend on a purse and donated it to charity. What's the brand of purses that features the brown leather and the gold lettering?
Louis Vuitton.
Number two, the 2024 Olympics have added breakdancing to the games. True or false, the Olympic Games this past summer were canceled.
False.
Number three, Mario Lopez going to star as Colonel Sanders in a Hallmark Christmas movie. What character does Mario play on Saved by the Bell?
AC Slater.
Number four, as people get ready to shed a few pounds next month, this song tops the list of the best workout songs. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Who sings that song?
Kelly Clarkson.
You got a voice on you,
does
Megan.
Does she ever? Wow.
Megan's got talent. Number five, T-Mobile customers are going to be able to watch a free Justin Bieber concert on New Year's Eve. What does the T in T-Mobile stand for?
Ooh.
That's tough.
Very.
That is tough.
Hint?
I have no idea.
All right, we're going to bring Kara back in.
All right, Megan and Noonan, who has the voice of Kelly Clarkson, did fantastic. You got three right this morning with super tough questions, and Kara's not getting number five, so I think this is a four-question game.
Here we go. Kara, same questions. After the backlash on social media, Cardi B took the 90 grand she was going to spend on a purse. I think you can hear me dripping. What brand of purses features brown leather and gold lettering?
Oh, Louis Vuitton.
That's what Megan said, one-to-one.
Number two, the 2024 Olympics have added breakdancing to the games. True or false, the games this past summer were canceled.
That's true.
Megan said false. I wonder how Michael Phelps did.
I thought they were postponed.
Oh, they are postponed. They'll happen next year.
Yeah, but they were technically
canceled this year and moved to next year.
They were postponed, friends.
But they didn't happen this past summer.
That's not a cancellation.
But that's not canceled.
If something doesn't happen, it's canceled. All right, it's 2-1. Kara's up.
Number three, Mario Lopez is going to star as Colonel Sanders in a Hallmark Christmas movie. What character does he play on Saved by the Bell?
AC Slater.
That's what Megan said. Kara's up 3-2, though.
Number four, as people get ready to shed a few pounds next month, this song tops the list of the best workout songs. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Who sings that song?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kara, I wish you could have heard Megan continue on singing the song. The voice of an angel, Megan.
Yes. All right. Sing along.
All right, Kara's got four, Megan's got three.
Finally, number five, T-Mobile customers are going to be able to watch a free Justin Bieber concert on New Year's Eve. Ready for this? What does the T in T-Mobile stand for?
Telephone?
Close. Telecom.
Oh.
Megan didn't have an answer either. Final score is 4-3. Megan and Noonan, are you smarter than Kara?
I think I want a recount on that Olympics question, but I guess I'm not smarter than Kara today.
Megan, you and I both know this is a tie. They can say whatever they want.
Listen, Tad, Megan, y'all are Trump and I'm Raffensperger. The recount has been tabulated and you still lost. 921 wins and 32
record,
losses.
Red Kara. Is a better dog name. And Teddy Rogers sings a better version of that song. Put it out there.
Yeah. Show me Mr. Detroit saying that Red is a bad dog name. Get out of here. You don't get the cash, but because you're so awesome, we're going to give you four tickets to Callaway Gardens Fantasy in Lights.
Awesome.
Yes. Discover Callaway Gardens Fantasy in Lights this holiday season, November 20th through January 4th. B985.com for more info and how to save on tickets. But you don't have to worry about that, Megan, because you got a 4-4 tie today.
Well, thank you.
Follow up on this mysterious voicemail that was left that had me so nervous. Listen to this.
It's me. I just thought I'd let you know that I found something that you left here the last time you were here, which was some time ago, a pair of jeans, your favorite jeans. They're here. I was going to mail them to you, and then Maria said, no, just wait till he gets back to, and he can have them then. So they're here. They're clean. They're waiting for you. Pussy.
Well, I know, Ted, that the holidays are tough, and maybe you and Jess are having problems, but that doesn't mean that you go searching for the arms of another lover and leaving your pants there.
It is. The sad thing is that I even consider that this could be real. Like, if you got a voicemail message like that, you'd be like, clearly this is
correct. Right. Yeah.
I, on the other hand, am like, who knows what circumstances could have led to this? I have no idea. And if this phone call is legit and my pants were left at somebody named Maria's house, then I will check myself into rehab immediately after the show. I'll hopefully make it through the next hour. So we have to call these people,
okay,
and find out like what's going on. Was it a wrong number? What's the story behind the what you called Tad's traveling pants? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, is this Maria?
No, this is her mother.
Her mother. Somebody called. My name is Tad, and somebody called me with a message that I left my pants somewhere. Was that you?
I was calling my grandson who had left his jeans here.
Ah.
But I think I must have misdialed.
Okay, because I got to tell you, I do a radio show here in Atlanta. You're in Georgia, right?
Yes.
And so I played your voicemail on the radio because I was like, guys, if there's anybody on our radio show that has pants running around town, it's me. So I was like, guys, I'm concerned. But it was your grandson.
Yeah, he visits and he sometimes, changes clothes at my house and leaves stuff or he went swimming and left his clothes anyway. So I watched him and I said, before you go back to Richmond, pick up your pants.
I want to thank you for having the wrong number because I've never wanted it to be the wrong number more in my life.
Maybe we can arrange that again, right?
Now that I know you have a swimming pool, we might be able to make this come true.
I don't know.
You seem disappointed.
I don't know if I'm still not buying it. This could have all been done behind the scenes.
Oh, please.
He's like, I'm going to call you. You pretend that you're your
brand. I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Just tell Maria to keep my pants.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drax.
All right, what are we going to do here?
Did you guys see that Mario Lopez is going to star as Colonel Sanders in a Hallmark movie?
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's called A Recipe for Seduction. and honestly, that got me thinking because, like, that could be the title of one of those true crime dramas.
Right.
So let's put that to the test. I'll give you guys a title and the plot of a story. You guys got to guess if it's Hallmark or homicide.
Oh, this is going to be easy.
You think?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hallmark or homicide? You can play along as you listen and see if you can guess. Is it a romantic Christmas movie or a deadly killer serial killer movie? B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. And we are trying to pay your bills, your chance at $1,000. That word I gave at 8 o'clock is cold. And you want to text that to the number 70123. You only have like 4 minutes left to do that. Again, text the word cold to 70123.
Did you see the most ridiculous thing flying around social media yesterday? Mario Lopez going to star as Colonel Sanders in a Hallmark movie called A Recipe for Seduction.
It doesn't surprise me. Hallmark has, what do they run, like 6,000 movies a season. So the fact that they've run out of ideas is not shocking.
And when I saw that, it got me thinking, like, is this a Christmas movie or is this one of those, like, true crime stories? Because based on the title, you really couldn't tell.
Recipe for Seduction?
Seduction, yeah. So I thought, let's put that to the test. I'm going to give you guys three titles and three plots of a story, and you got to tell me if it's Hallmark or are they homicide?
All right, how many do we have to decide?
We have three plot lines. You guys can work together to decide if these are Hallmark or homicide.
Okay.
First one, a Yuletide family feast. The holidays are a time to gather around the table for food, fellowship, and fun. But then there's a knock at the door. It's Uncle Paul, and he's got an early holiday gift that will surprise the whole family. Yuletide family feast, Hallmark or homicide?
Hallmark is what I say, Kara, but this could go either way.
Oh,
this
is
the
homicide.
Point, I think. You want to go homicide? Let's see who's
Thanksgiving
right.
Is my favorite holiday.
Everything's going great. Everything is unrolling beautifully.
That's when hell broke loose.
Ah!
Uncle Paul's surprise for the whole family was a gun.
Ooh. Oh my gosh. Where do you see this?
This was on Oxygen Network.
Oxygen, yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go. Never kiss a man in a Christmas sweater. A single mother takes in an unexpected guest over Christmas, and the two quickly form a strong connection. But friends want to know, did it all happen too fast? Hallmark or homicide? Trying to guess if these
says
plot lines.
Homicide. I want to therefore say Hallmark. I think you're messing with me.
I think this is Hallmark.
Hallmark?
Ashley Williams and Niall Mader. Love is just a fashion faux pas away. Never kiss a man in a Christmas sweater. Only on Hallmark Channel.
Isn't it funny how you can tell in the first half a second?
Oh, yeah.
Right? The music.
Yeah, when there's like,
it's the tone of voice.
All right, final one.
Yeah, you're trying to guess if these plot lines are a Hallmark movie or like a true crime story that actually happened. Because really, based on tone, you can't tell. All right, last one. Christmas heartbreak. A small-town lawyer, lost and looking for answers, gets a letter from a stranger that sets off a chain of events that lead him back to where it all started on Christmas morning. Hallmark or Homicide?
Again, my gut says Hallmark. It makes me want to say Homicide. What do you think, Kara?
I think Hallmark.
You think Hallmark?
It was crazy. Man. It looked like a shootout. It's one of the most famous mysteries here in Eastern Oklahoma. We was wanting to know who did this. Why? It was a Christmas morning massacre.
And the only way that the detective solved it was the guy who did it was arrested on unrelated charges and sent a letter to the lawyer investigating everything, spilling out the entire details of what he did. And he sent it on Christmas morning.
If they really want to throw us, they will show these homicide movies on the Hallmark Channel.
It'd be brilliant.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
All right, Kara gets us up to date on what's happening with Info to Go in 10 minutes.
It is super important. If you're thinking of taking a little trip to the North Georgia Mountains, that you do your research. I'll tell you why in Info to Go.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. 828, cold and breezy this morning, and a high only up to 47. It's going to be sunshine later on. What's up, Kara?
If you're thinking of taking a relaxing getaway in the North Georgia Mountains, be careful when you rent one of those cabins. There's actually a company that has a history of trying to get their customers arrested. Kelly Slothauer and her friends went up to Blue Ridge and got a cute little spot from Cabin Rentals of Georgia. Everything was fine until the first morning. She received an email saying that they were in violation of their rental contract because there were three cars in the driveway. Well, she had had correspondence multiple times that they would have more than four people in the cabin. And that, I guess, kind of set off another huge series of events. So when she tried to leave, she made sure to go through and videotape every single room, and she's made a dispute with her credit card company. But according to the 21-page contract that she signed when she rented this cabin, that is a theft of service. This gentleman who owns this company walked across the street to the Fannin County Courthouse, paid $20, and got an arrest warrant for her.
I don't understand why someone would have to go to those extremes to get $500 out of me. If you're not making money, raise the price of the cabin.
So the big thing that Kelly kind of forgot to do, and she even admitted this, that she is a researcher, but she did not research the reviews of this company until after all of this started. So,
oh my gosh, really?
Yes, yes. Just carefully look over those rental contracts and check the online reviews before you go to book any place like
this.
We're
ready for a good feeling,
yes,
for crying out loud.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
It's not every day we get a new Olympic sport, but a couple new events have been added to the Olympic Games. Starting in Tokyo next year, skateboarding, sport climbing, and surfing is going to be a thing. But beginning in Paris in 2024, breakdancing will also be an Olympic sport. It'll be called breakin', kind of like the 80s movie that I had all of the cardboard in the state of Georgia plastered in my garage trying to learn how to break dance myself.
Did you carry your boombox in on your shoulder?
Yeah,
Kara?
I had the boombox. I mean, Turbo and Ozone were my friends. I loved it.
If they're going to add all these events and games, what are they going to take away?
They're not taking away anything.
Really?
They're just trying to lure in a younger audience, and they feel like breaking and skateboarding and surfing is the way to do it.
Wait, what about trying to bring in a younger audience? Mm-hmm. So they're bringing a sport from 1984 into the... Okay, Olympics.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.